Today's shir is a Masechta Bava Kama on Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The last word on the line, Boy Mine. Begins the Gemara. Boy Mine Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Miakrunya Merab Abba. Rav Shmuel Bar Abba from Akrunya asked the following question from Rav Abba. This is Nageya, the sugya that we have been in the last few Daf. Meitav Sodeu Meitav Karmo Yishalim. We had a machloikus before between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether it's been a nizik shaminin or whether it's been a mazik shaminin. And we explained in previous shiurim that the case was that the ziburis of the mazik was equal to the idius of the nizik, according to Rabbi Shmuel, but a nizik shaminin. Therefore, the mazik could pay with his ziburias, which are equal to the nizik's idius. According to Rabbi Akiva, he could not pay with the ziburias of the mazik, but rather the mazik would have to pay his own idius. And now the Gemara has a new shaila, and we will have to see how this new shaila pertains to the machloikis of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Me'akrunya asked the question of Abba Kishain Shaman, when they estimate the Meitav, the superior quality of field that he has to pay, Bishaloi Hain Shaman, is this something that is Nogeya to him himself? What is his best field? Oy Bishal Oylem Hain Shaman, or rather, are they determining it based on the Meitav of the world? And that would mean that, let's say, he had ziburius inferior field, which was equal to the meitav of the world, then he would be able to pay the ziburius of his own fields, which are equal to the meitav of the world. That's of bishaloylem hein shaman. But if it's bishaloy hein shaman, then he would have to pay his best. And now the Gemara says, Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel loitaboyelach. According to Rabbi Shmuel, as Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil, the last Tosfos on the Amud, Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel states that since Rabbi Shmuel learns his din out from Gzeirah Shavah, as we have learned before on Davov Amud Beis, that the Pasuk says, Vishilach es biroi ubir b'stei acher. And then it says, Meitav Sodeu Meitav Karma Yishalim. So we make a Gzeir Shava from the beginning of the Pasuk to the end of the Pasuk, that here where he is eating, where the shore is eating up the crops of his friend, just like the stay acher that his shore is eating from is somebody else's field, that's the Nizik's field, so too Rabbi Shmuel says, we learn the Tachton from the Elyon. We learn the Sadeu, Meitav Sadeu, is the same as Ubir B'Steyachar, that it's referring to the field of the Nizik. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the Nizik is Zeru Shava, and B'din Nizik Shamin, and Loit Boyaloch, then you have no question. There's no question of Bishaloy and Shaman or Bishaloy Lamein Shaman. The Amr B'din Nizik Shaminin, because he says B'din Nizik Shaminin, and therefore, definitely, if the mazik ziburius was equal to the nizik's idis, you would pay with the ziburius of the mazik, because bin a nizik shaminin, and as long as you have the meitav of the nizik. So then there's no shaila bishaloi, bishaloilam. We know clearly that it has to be the nizik's idis, and if the mazik ziburius are equivalent to the nizik's idis, that's what you would pay. So there, our new shiloh over here is not in Rabbi Shmuel. Kiti boyalach, when do I have a question? I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. We have a question according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Do amar b'demazik shemin. Rabbi Akiva, as Tosfos in that same Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil Aliba, goes on to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, where it's not learnt out from Gzeir Shava, but rather it's what the pshat in the pasuk is, as Rabbi Akiva says, the hech, the kamishalim, it's the field of the one who is paying. Here already, since it's not a precise gzeir shava, it leaves room for an interpretation of what do the words mean of meitav sadeu yishalim. What precisely does that mean? It definitely, according to Rabbi Akiva, does not mean the nizik, but what does it mean in terms of the mazik? Here we can say, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, the amr b'demazik shamin, and my, what is the did? Do I say Meitav Sadeh Am Rachmana Lemute de Nizik? That when the Torah said Meitav Sadeh, which Rabbi Akiva understands to mean, you have to pay the Meitav of your field, and not the meitav of the nizik's field. So all you are being memayit is the nizik. Once you're memayit that I'm not paying the best of the nizik, perhaps I could pay the alma. How we would learn this from the pasuk, we'll see in a moment. But in conceptually, what Rabbi Akiva is trying to say is, it's not the nizik's. Once it's not the nizik, perhaps it's not necessary to pay from the mazik himself. Perhaps he could pay the alma. As we said the case before, if the ziburius of the mazik was equal to the idius of the world, that would be the meitav. That would be good. Oidilma, no. When it says meitav sadeh, lemuti da alma nami. It has to be precisely the mazik's. It cannot be the nizik's for sure, but even the alma is not good enough. The ziburius of the mazik, which are equal to the meitav of the alma, that's not sufficient. He has to pay his own meitav, the idius of the meitav of the mazik himself. So he responded, Amar lei, Rachman Amar meitav sadeu. The Torah says meitav sadeu. Va'at amrat b'shaloi lo main shaman. And you want to interpret those words to mean the best of the world? It says clear, the best of his field. So we now have to understand, in fact, what is the Havamin, according to Rabbi Akiva, to learn that Rabbi Akiva, when he said, b'demazik shaminin, he meant to say, the Alma, what's the Havamin? L'chayra, the answer that Rabbi Abba told, Rabbi Shmuel bar Abba Miakrunya, is correct. It says beferish, meitav sadehu, and if it's not referring through the Gzei Rishava to the Nizik, as Rabbi Shmuel learns, it's referring to sadehu, his field, of the one who's paying, which is the mazik. How could you, in fact, understand this to mean ba'alma? So on this, there are various pshatim and achroinim. We'll mention two of them. The Maram says that since the mazik is also part of the alma, the Gemara entertained the thought that perhaps that's what we mean with the mazik, because the mazik is part of humanity. He's part of the world. The Netziv says a different shot. The Netziv says that there's a basic machloikis here, how to understand the pasuk. The Gemara in the Maskana understands that meitav sadeyu, of the one who's paying, that's the mazik. The Gemara in the Havamina thought that we could learn these two words, meitav sadeh, in a different way. We could say, you have to pay, you, the mazik, have to pay meitav. And what do we mean by meitav? We mean meitav the alma. Where is the meitav the alma coming from? That's coming from sadeyu, from your field. And if in your field the ziburius are in fact equal to the meitav the alma, all you have to pay from your field is the ziburius. The Gemara and the Maskana says, no, don't interpret it in that way, but rather the meitav itself has to be from sadeyu. The meitav has to come. The meitav has to come from the mazik's field itself, and not meitav the alma, which is being paid from the mazik's field, and it could even be ziburis. Continues the Gemara, Esve, I'll ask you a question. In this shaila of meitav shaloi or shal alma, I'll ask you the following question. Ein loi elo idis, kulam gavim et idis. What we are referring to in the Braisa is the fact that we have three different kinds of payments. We have for Nezikin Meitav. We have for Balchov Beinonis. That's the middle, the average field. And we have for Ksubas Isha Ziburis, inferior field. So the Gemara is saying the following case. A person had three obligations. His ox damaged. He had to pay me Meitav. He also owed somebody money, he had to pay Beinonis, and he had divorced his wife, and he had to pay Ksubas Isha from Ziburius. So what happens if Ein Loi Ela Idis? All he has is superior fields. Then the din is Kulam Gaivim Min Idis. So the Nezikin gets what they're supposed to, which is Idis. The Balchayv is upgraded one level to Idias, and the Ksubas Isha is upgraded two levels to Idias. Beinonis, what happens if all he has is an average field? Kulam Gaivim Beinonis. then the Nizik can go down one level to Beinonis. The Balchov gets what he's supposed to get, which is Beinonis, and the Ksubas Isha is upgraded one level from Zeburis to Beinonis. What happens if all he has is Zeburis? Then Kulum Goivim Zeburis. The Ksubas Isha gets what she deserves. The Balchov goes down one level. The Nizikin goes down two levels. And everybody collects from Zeburis. What happens if he has an ideal situation? Hoyuloi Idis Ubeinonis Zeburis. Then the halach is simple. Nizakin be idius, the Nizakin get idius, Balchov be Beinonis, Uksubas Isha be Zeburis. What happens if he has only two out of the three? He has idius ubeinonis, so then the Z can be idius, and the Z can get what they're supposed to, which is idius. And Balchov, Uksubas Isha be Beinonis, so the Balchov gets what he's supposed to get, Beinonis, and the Ksubas Isha is upgraded one level. There's no Zeburis she gets for the Ksuba, average field Beinonis. What happens if all you have is Beinonis for Zeburis? So then the Zik and the Balchov be Beinonis. Then the Zik goes down one level to Beinonis. The Balchov gets what he's supposed to get, which is Beinonis. Uksubas Isha be Zeburis, and then the Ksub is collected from Zeburis. And we now continue on Daf Ches Amid Aleph. What happens if all he has is Idius with Zeburis? He has superior fields, inferior fields. He doesn't have average fields. So the Zik and Beinonis. The Zik can get what they're supposed to get, which is Idius. Balchov Uksubas Isha be Zeburis. The Ksubas Isha is simple. She gets Zeburis. Balchov is a Chiddush. The Balchov gets also from Zeburis. Now, we have to understand this. The Balchov is in the middle. He can either go up to get Idis, upgraded, or he can get downgraded to Zeburis. The Halacha states that he gets downgraded to Zeburis. Why? The answer is that since Midaraisa, a Balchov really, as we're going to see a pasuk further, we learn out that a Balchov is only entitled to Zeburis. Why does he in fact collect from Beinonis? It's a takonis chachamim shalai tinul delis b'nei lovin. We don't want people to refuse to give loans. And if all they're going to be able to collect from the lova is a Zeburius field, they will not be inclined to give loans. So the Rabbanan said that a Balchov should collect from Beinonis. But now, if the lova only has an idis field, if you tell me that the halacha is that the balchov will now collect from idis, it means he's going two steps upgrade from what he's entitled midaraisa. On that, we say that he should not get such an upgrade, but rather here we leave the din deraisa, which is, as Rashi says in the third wide line on top, the hecha de les lebeninis, les le takanta. The whole thing is the takanish le tinel des when they love him. But to upgrade him to madregas more than the Torah gives him from Zeburius to Idius, here we say that the takana of the chachamim did not apply, and therefore he gets what he's supposed to get midaraisa, which is Zeburius. This is the end of the Braisa. Ktanimias. What have we learned in this Braisa? We learned anyway the following halacha. Mitzia, the middle case, which was Beinonis or Zeburis. If all you have is Beinonis and Zeburis, Nezikin or Balchoyb Beinonis, the Nezikin can go down one level. The Nezak can go down one level to Beinonis. Balchov gets what he's supposed to Beinonis. Uksubas Isha, she gets what she's supposed to get, which is Zeburis. Now comes the question. Rabbi Abba answered the question of Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Miakrunya by saying that for sure, according to Rabbi Kiva, when we say Meitav Sadehu means B'damazik Shamin, it's B'sholoi Hein Shaman. If that's in fact the halacha B'sholoi Hein Shaman, I have a question. V'i Amar B'sholoi Hein Shaman. If you say that it's B'sholoi Hein Shaman, so what is the case here? He only has Beinonis and Zeburis. Ta'asa Beinonis Sholoi Ki'idis. Let his Beinonis, because we're always evaluating it based on what he has, so he possesses only Beinonis Zeburius, let his Beinonis become an Idis. And what's the halacha if you have Idis and Zeburius? We learned before, v'yitche balchoyv, etzel Zeburius. A balchoyv can't go two upgrades from the din derais of Zeburius, so the balchoyv should be pushed down to his din Torah, which is like Ksubas Isha to get Zeburius. The takon of Shalaitinol Desmanei Lovin was only if Beinus is available. If it's not available, he doesn't get it is. He goes down to the din derais of Zeburius. So why is the halacha in fact that if there's Bainus Zaburius, both the Nizakin and the Balchov collect from Bainus, the din should be that a Balchov should only collect from Zaburius, like Subasisha. So L'chayrit would seem that it's Bishel Oilam Hein Shaman, and since it's Bishel Oilam Hein Shaman, therefore his Bainus is equal to the Bainus of the world. We don't say that his Bainus become Itis, and therefore he collects from Bainus. So it would seem from that brisa that Bishel Oilam Hein Shaman. The Gemara answers, Hachabayaskin, Kigoyin, Shehoisalei Itis Umachra. When the loan was made, as Rashi explains, there was Itis, but after the loan was made, the Itis was sold. But when the loan was made, there was a shibud, there was a lien, there was an obligation that the Balchoiv should be able to collect from Bainus. So really, I'll tell you, Bishaloi Hein Shaman. So what was your question? Let the Bainus become an Itis. But the answer is no, that since when the loan was made, there was an Itis. And the obligation to pay back the loan was made on the Bainus. So even though later when the Balchov comes to collect, there is no Itis, there's only Bainus, we don't say that the Bainus becomes Itis and the Balchov should go and collect for Zaburius, because the shibud, the obligation, the lien was on the Bainus at the time of the loan. It stays on the obligation stays on the Bainus, and that's why the Balchov in this case is allowed to collect from Bainus. V'chein Amar Rab Chizda gave the same answer. Going to Chayso Loi Itis Umachri, he had Itis and it was sold. Gemara says, in fact, I'll bring you a proof that this must be the pshat in the brisa. Midik Tani Achariti, because I have a different brisa. And this other brisa poses a stira. The other brisa says that if he only had Bainus of Zaburius, the din is Nezakin beBainus, Nezakin go down one level to Bainus, Balchov, Ksubasisha beZaburius, the Balchov goes down one level to Zaburius, and the Ksubasisha gets what she's supposed to get, Zaburius. So, Kashin Adadi, we have an often astira. And let's, for clarification purposes in this sugya, because we're going to have four different terutsim to this stira, let us call the first brisa A, and the second brisa B. In brisa A, which is on the third line of our Amid, there where it says he had Bainus Zaburius, the halacha states that the Zakin of Al-Khayv get Bainus, and Ksubashisha gets Zaburius. In brisa B, the one we just did, there it says, again by Bainus Zaburius, that only the Nezakin gets Bainus, and the Balchayv and Subasisha gets Zaburius. So we have a stira. Elav Shmami, no, we have to give the following answer. Kan Shehoisla Yidis Umachra, Kan Shehoisla Yidis Umachra. Here, we're going to answer the stira by holding, like Rab Abba held, that Shbishaloi Hein Shaman. You always have to look at what he has. What's his mate of? What's the Mazik's mate of? But in Brisa A, where it says the Balchoiv can collect from Bainus, there it's speaking about that when the loan was made, there was Itis. And therefore, the lien of the Balchoiv of the Malvik goes on the Bainus. Therefore, even when he comes to collect his loan, there is no more Itis. I don't say that the Bainus becomes Itis and the Balchoiv has to go down to Zaburius. No, I say he can collect from the property, Bainus, where the lien was on at the time of the loan. And Khan, which refers to Brisa B, where we say that the Balchoiv goes down to get Zaburius, Shaloi Yisloi Itis Umachra. He did not have Itis and he sold it. There's not a case where he had Itis and he sold, but rather, he had Bainus Zaburius. Bainus will mean it was equal to Bainus in the world. He himself didn't have any Zaburius, but if we look, B'Shaloi Hein Shaman, even though this is considered generally to be average property, but in your property, it's not average. And at the time of the loan, there was no other Itis that we should say that the shibud went on, the lien went on this Bainus that you have. Rather, we're going to say that your Bainus is really your Itis. And therefore, the shibud is not on the Bainus, which is really Itis, but it's on Zaburius. And that's why when the loan is repaid, the Balchoiv can only collect from Zaburius, because the shibud was never on the Bainus, because there was no Bainus It was Bainness the Alma, but Bishloyen Shav, and so my Bainness is my Meitav. And on that, the Bachov has no Shibud. So this is the first teretz to the Stira, and the Gemara is using this as a raya that this is a good pshat, that really Rab Abba is correct, Bishloyen Shaman, and the Bryce A is speaking about when he had idias and he sold it. Bryce B is speaking that he never had idias. The Bainness became his idias. And Memela have no Stira. So we have the next girsa is the next teretz is the Iboy Yisema, but the Masaris Hashas brings down that others have a different girsa and they say the word loy. It comes out to the same thing, that there's a second way to answer the stira, and therefore we have no proof. We wanted to say, I'll bring you a proof that Hachinami Mistavra, that it's Bishaloy Hein Shaman, but, and the cases where he sold, otherwise I'll have a stira. I could say Bishaloylam Hein Shaman, and you have no proof from that stira, because I have a different way to answer the stira. So let's go with the gears of loy. Loy, there is no proof to your theory that Bishaloy ain't shaman. Really, I'll tell you Bishaloy ain't shaman. Idi ve'idi shaloy hoy soloy idi sumachra. Both cases, both Bryces, A and B, are speaking about where there, it's not a case where there was idiots that were sold. The loy kasha, there's still no stira, ha de shav yebein ne shaloy, ki it is the alma. One case speaking about where the Bainanus, his Bainanus is equal to the idiots of the world. The Khan and another case is speaking about the Loy Shav Yebainanus Shaloi, ki it is the Alma, that the Bainanus is not equal to the idiots of the world, but rather it is equal to the Bainanus of the world. So we need a few ideas to understand this second pshat in the Gemara, which is really an upshlag of the first pshat. First of all, I would like to point out for clarity that when the Gemara answers the stira between Brisa A and B, and it says Khan is like this and Khan is like this, so it changes. In the first answer, the Khan was A, the first Khan was A, and the second Khan was B. And in this answer, for example, Ha, the Shav Yabanish like it is the Alma, the Khan, the Loy Shav Yabanish like it is the Alma, it's just the opposite. That the Ha, the first Ha refers to Brisa B, and the Khan refers to Brisa A. And the Gemara is not going to be consistent. So we always have to be careful which Brisa goes with which case. So we are now again in the second teretz of the Gemara, in the Iboy Seima, or as we said, the gears was loy, not like you said before that it's bishaloy. I'm going to go bishaloylam. So number one, it's bishaloylam, and Tosfos, the top Tosfos, idi, gives us clarification in this piece of Gemara. Tosfos begins by asking, why didn't the Gemara just say simply, idi v'idi shaloi shaloi hoyoloi klal. Why do we say a lashon shaloi hoyoloi idi sumachra? The Gemara should have said kan. The Gemara should have just said idi v'idi that shaloi hoyoloi klal. He never had idis. He said you can't say such a thing because then it wouldn't make sense the case of where his Bainanus is equal to the Idis, the Alma. We'll soon see which case that is, which Breitzer goes with that case. But it wouldn't make sense that if he never had any Idis, then what do you mean that his Bainanus is like the Idis of the world? If he never had any Idis, that means his Bainanus is his, as far as Shaloy Ein Shaman, it's his best. If I go b'Shaloy Lam Ein Shaman, his Bainanus, you're telling me, is like the idiots of the world. So in what terms is it Bainanus? It's not a Bainanus of the world, because it's like the idiots of the world. And it's not his Bainanus, because he never had idiots. If he never had idiots, then his Bainanus becomes idiots. So that's why Tosfos says the Gemara couldn't have said it's a case here where he never owned idiots at all. That can't be. So Elamai, what does it mean? It means as follows. The Gemara is saying that possibly there was idis here, But the Tzad HaShavet, a common denominator between Brisa A and Brisa B, is that we're not speaking like you said, Hachinami Mistavra, it must be that he sold the Idis. That is not the case here, neither in A nor in B. Now, what is the case in A and what is the case in B? So as we mentioned before, the Gemara starts with B. V'loi kasha, ha deshavya beinin ishaloi, ki'idis da'alma. The case of B is, the second brisa, where we say that the Balchoyev collects from the Zaburius. It's speaking about where his beininess is equal to the idis of the world. And Tysus and the Tysor Rush speaks it out even more, that he had idis. In fact, his idis is worth more than the idis d'alma. His beininess is equivalent to idis d'alma in Brisa B, but his idis is even worth more than idis d'alma. Why didn't we mention that he also had idis? So the Tysor Rush says, because we're not going to be collecting here, neither for the Nezakin nor for the Balchoyev or the Ksubas Isha, from that idis, so we don't even mention that idis. That idis he definitely doesn't have to give, because we're going with B'shaloi L'main Shavim. So his Beininess in Brisa B is equal to the idis d'alma. So, therefore, we say the following, that he never sold his idis. In other words, his idis he kept. He never sold it. So I hold B'shaloi L'main Shavim. And his beininess is equal to idis d'alma. So that's where the second brisa says that then the Zokin collects from his beininess. Because his beininess is B'shaloi L'main Shavim, is equivalent to the idis d'alma, to the mative of the world. So, and then the Zokin collect from idis. If the Zokin collect from idis, they collect from his beininess, because his beininess is equal to Nezaka. What does it mean, his beininess? Means what he himself owns, it's beininess. But concerning what we're going to collect from, it's considered Meitav d'Alma, and that's why Nezak can collect. Now, my question is, could the Balchoyev collect from that? The answer is no. Because as far as the Balchoyev is concerned, this is Idis. And he's not entitled to Idis. He can't jump up two steps from the Din D'Oraisa. Therefore, he's downgraded to Zeburis. This explains Brisa B. Now the Gemara says, on Brisa A, V'kan, D'loi shav yebein in the shaloi k'idis d'Alma. Brisa A, where the Balchoyev is going to collect from Beininess like the Nezakin, is speaking about where his Beininess is not equal to the Idis d'Alma. And again, it's speaking about he did not have Idis which he sold. Tysus explains that here the case is that he never had Idis. Brisa B, he had superior Idis which was even better than Idis d'Alma, but he never sold it. So in that respect, Brisa A is the same thing, that he never sold it. You know why he never sold it in Brisa A? Because he never had it. So its common denominator is it was never sold, but it's a different case. In Brisa B, he has superior idias, and he never sold it. In Brisa A, he doesn't have idias at all. That's why he never sold it. But it's not a case of selling. My main point is it's not selling. So how does the Brisa A work out? We're going B'shaloilam, and he never had any idis at all. But he had beininess. You know what does it mean, beininess? If he never had idis, how did he have beininess? Because his beininess is equal to the beininess to Alma. Oh, if his beininess is equal to beininess to Alma, so the Nizak can collect from that beininess because they're downgraded. He doesn't have any idis. You can't take more than he has, so they get beininess. The Balchoyev in this case will also get beininess because B'shaloilam ain't shaman. And he's supposed to get beininess of the world. He's getting beininess of the world because my best field is the beininess of the world. I call it beininess not compared to any idiots I have because I don't have any idiots. I call it here beininess because it's equivalent to the beininess to Alma. And a Balchoyev is entitled to that beininess. So in Brisa A, he shares the beininess with the Nezakin. The Ksubas Ish is the only one who gets the Burius, which he is entitled to. So here we have a second shot, really, B'shaloi L'main Shaman. We have nothing to do with selling anything. And Brisa B is speaking about that his beininess are equal to the idis d'alma. And Brisa A are speaking about that his beininess is equal to the beininess d'alma. So we now have a second way to answer the steer. The e-boy is saying, if you want, I'm going to tell you a third teretz. Idvi idvi kagoin shahaisa bainin shaloi kebainin is the alma. That his baininess was equivalent to the baininess of the world. And you know what the machlokes is? The machlokes is in the very shaila that Rav Shmuel bar Abba Me'akrunya asked Rav Abba, Mar Sover B'Shaloi Hein Shaman, Umar Sover B'Shal Oilam Hein Shaman. And again, here, the first case is Brisa B, and the second case is Brisa A. The Gemara is not consistent with going from A to B. Here's another example where we start explaining B, and then we go to A. So let's see how it works out. Mar Sover B'Shaloi Hein Shaman. He has baininess. Why do I call it baininess? Because it's equal to the baininess, the alma. And Rashi says that v'loy hoysoloy idis metchila. He never had any idis at all in both brises, except his baininess is equal to the baininess of the world. So if I hold brisa B holds that the Baal Chayav has to get from Zeburius because brisa B holds b'sholoy ain't shaman. If b'sholoy ain't shaman, so my baininess, I never had any other idiots. So my baininess, meaning the baininess that what the world considers baininess, but to me it's meitav. To me it's idiots. If to me it's idiots, then the Baal Chayv cannot collect from that. He's downgraded to Zeburius. Umar Sover, in Brisa A, where the Baal Chayv could collect from baininess, he holds Bishal Oilam Ein Shaman. He holds that my baininess remains baininess. Even though it's my best field, but it's considered baininess because I look at the world. So the world, this is baininess. A Baal Chayav gets some baininess. The Nezakin is downgraded from idiots to baininess. There's nothing else to collect. The Baal Chayav gets what he's supposed to get. B'shaloi l'main shaman, he's getting baininess. And the Subasisha gets Zibur is what she's entitled to. So the machlaikis between the two brises is in the question of b'shaloi l'main shaman or b'shaloi l'main shaman. Finally, we have a fourth teretz. By the way, Rashi brings a second pshat here, a second girsa in this third teretz, but Rashi doesn't like it. He says, Tzfos Loshen Rishon, and therefore we will learn the Gemara with the girsa that we have, that the machloikas is Bishal Oilam and Bishaloi Hein Shaman. The fourth teretz, Ravin Amr, Bid Ula Pligi, that the machloikas between the two brises is in Ula. Domer Ula, Ula said, we're so used that a Baal Chayav collects from baininess, it's not so pashut. The Amar Ula Dvar Torah Baal Chayav is Ziburius. From the Torah, Baal Chayav is supposed to get Ziburius, Shenamar. B'chutz Tamoy, the Malva has to stand outside. The Baal Chayav has to stand outside. Vo'ish, and the man. Asher Atonoy Sebedet, you are collecting from Yoitzi Elechas Ebut. He should bring out from his house to you the collateral. Hachutza, outside. What does a person bring outside? Pachash of a Caleb. His least valuable Caleb. Even though he has to pay the $1,000, whether it's from expensive Caleb or lesser expensive Caleb, but his tendency is, I'd rather give you more of something inferior and hold on to less of something which is superior. So the normal tendency of a person is to bring out Pachash of a Caleb, what's worth less. Uma tam amr b'chayv b'beinus. So why did the Torah? Why did they say that a b'chayv should collect from beinus? Kidei shalai tinal das from eleven. In order to din takarim the rabban. In order not to close the door for those who want to borrow money. If all they'll be able to get is ziburius, they will not want to lend out money. That's why the rabban said that a b'chayv is able to collect more than the din Torah. He's only able to collect from beinus. Mar isle takanta deula. So the first brisa, A, here we now go to A and B in that order, in that sequence. We're first explaining brisa A, mar isle takanta d'ula. The first brisa that holds out of Baal Chayav collects from baininess holds of ula's takana, umar isle takanta d'ula. And brisa B, that says that a Baal Chayav collects from ziburius, does not hold of ula's takana. So Rashi says that it's speaking over here that he could have had Idis, Baininess, and Ziburius. And even in that case, the second Brisa will hold that you only collect from Ziburius because they're against the whole Takana of Ula Midrabbanan that a Baal Chayav collects from Baininess. So is the Shita of Rashi. However, Tosfos here in Divrei Amasla Mar Lesle Takamta De'ula disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos holds that the only time this Man D'Yomer does not hold of Takana V'ula is when the Lova has only Beinonis and Ziburis. He doesn't have Idis. Because then there is a reason, Tosfos says, to make him take from Ziburius. The same reason that Tosfos says we find the Gemara in Git Mem Tesamid Beis, Mipnei Ma Balchoiv Ein Dina Beidis. Why, in fact, didn't we give an upgrade to a Balchoiv of two levels? We say that a Balchoiv can only go up one level from the Din Deraisa from Ziburius to Beinonis. Why shouldn't he go up to Idis? Then certainly people will make a lot of loans because they know they can collect their loan back from Idis. The answer is we're afraid that a neighbor may see his friend in the next field struggling, and he goes over and he offers him, maybe you need a loan. And his idea is that I'd like to have that piece of property adjacent to my property. I'd like to take it over. So at the end, when he won't have any money to pay, I will be able to collect that property and make it part of my extended property. So we don't want people to make loans with such intentions. And that's why we don't let him collect from Idis. For Beinonis alone, we're not worried that he will go to such an extent. We're only worried by Idis. So this Man D'Yomer, who doesn't hold of the Takana V'ula, says Tosfos, he only doesn't hold of it when there is Beinonis and Ziburius. So the Beinonis becomes like the person's Idis, and we have that same worry that maybe he's making a loan just to be able to collect the field and take it away from the Lova. However, if there's Idis Beinonis and Ziburius, then even this Man D'Yomer, according to Tosfos, disagreeing with Rashi, this Man D'Yomer will hold that you could collect. The Balchoiv could collect from Beinonis because then we're not worried that since he's never going to get the best field of the Loive, we're not worried that he's scheming and making this loan for these bad purposes to take over the field of his friend. So Rashi holds, in summation, Rashi holds that this Man D'Yomer will hold that a Balchoiv collects from Ziburis always, even if the Loive has Idis fields as well, and Tosfos says that he only disagrees with Ulis Takana when the Loive does not have Idis fields. He only has Beinonis and Ziburis, but if the Loive has Idis, Beinonis, and Ziburis, according to Tosfos, the Balchoiv will be able to collect, according to everybody, based on Ulis Takana, from Beinonis. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. If somebody who had on him a nizakin claim, and he had to pay a balchoiv, and he had to pay ksubas isha, and he had three fields, one for idias for the nizakin, and beinonis for the balchoiv, and ziburis for the ksuba, and he sold it to one person. The Gemara will soon explain exactly what this case is when he sold it to one person. Or he sold it to three people. Ke'echad in one day. So the halacha is, kulon nichnasu tachas habam. They become, instead of the original owners, and therefore, the Nezakin can go and collect from the Idias field. The Balchoiv can collect from the one who bought the Beinonis field. And the Ksubas Isha can collect from the one who bought the Ziburis field. What happens if Bezechazah? They bought it one day after the other in 3 days. Kulam Goivim and Acharon. So then, as Rashi brings down, even if the last field to be sold was the Ziburius, and that is the first field, let's say, was the Idias field, the second field on the second day was the Beinonis field, and on the final day was the Ziburius field, the one who bought the Idias field and the one who bought the Beinonis field can push away the Nezakin and the Balchoiv, and they can say to them, go and collect from the Ziburius field. Why? Because they can say, Hinachti lach makam ligvois heimenu. I left you a place where you can collect from. We learned the Masechta Gittin, Daf Memchah Samad Beis, a famous rule, Ein Ephraim and Chasim Shubadim, but makam sheyesh b'nei chayrin. If you have unmortgaged property, there's no shibud, there's no lien on it, when the Balchov or the Nizokin come to collect, they have to go first to those fields, even if those fields are Ziburius, and even if the Ziburius eventually will be sold as well. But if at the time when buyer number one and buyer number two bought their fields of Itis and Beninus, they left over this Ziburius, so you don't go first to collect your what's owed to you from the mortgaged properties, from the ones that have a shibbut on them. You have to go to that property that the first two buyers left over, which is the Ziburis, and even if the Ziburis itself will eventually be sold. But it was the last one to get sold. Last one to get sold is the first one that you collect from. Last in and first out. Ein loy, what happens if he doesn't have enough to satisfy all three liens, the Nizokin, the Balchayv, and the Ksubis Isha, then Goyv Mishul Fanav, as Rashi explains, Hamoyser Mishul Fanav. Let's say each one was $100 that he owed to each one. He only has property that can satisfy $200, so he can take care of the Balchayv and the Nizokin, and then the Ksubis Isha goes to the previous Loikeach and collects the 100 from him. Ein loy, if he doesn't have enough, he only has $50 worth that he can take care of the Ksubis Isha, Goyvim Mishul Lifnei Fanav. Then she would go back to the first buyer to get her remaining $50 that is owed to her. Now the Gemara wants to know, Machron Le'echad Hechidami, what is the first case of this price of Macher Le'echad? What's the case? Ilim Uvas Achas, if it's speaking about one time in one shtar, he bought all three fields, the Idias, the Beinus, and the Ziburius. So what's the Chiddush? Hashta L'shloisha. By three people, the Ikalamei Merchad Ben Ayakadim, three people who bought fields, as Rashi explains, at different times of the day. But in the shtar, we don't go with the hours, we go with the day. So it was all written on the same day. But one could have entertained the thought to think that there is a difference between somebody who bought it in the morning and somebody who bought it in the afternoon and at night. The morning person can say, I left over a place that this should be collected from. So I should have that din of ein nefrom and chasim shabbatim b'mak m'sheish b'nei chayrin. But what do you say? Amrat kula nichnasu tachas ha'balim. So you say that they all go instead of the baal, of the original owner, and therefore the ksub is from the Ziburius field, the Balchayv is from the Beninus field, and the Nizokin are from the Idias field. We don't say they all go down to the Ziburius field. So machron l'echad meboyeh, if that's the din by three people who bought it at different times in one day, then certainly that's the din by one person who's buying three fields in one shtar. So there's no chiddush. Elipshita, must be, it's simple that what? That he bought it b'zeh or zeh. First he had one shtar to buy one field, another shtar to buy a second field, and a third shtar to buy a third field. And yet you're telling me the din is that he goes instead of the baal, and he doesn't pay everybody from the Ziburis field. He pays the Nizokin from Idias, the Balchayv from Beinus, and only the Ksubis Isha from Ziburis. So I have a question. Once you're saying it's a case of Bezach Hazeh, Maishna Shloisha, what is the difference by three people? The Chol Chad V'Chad Omerlei, Hinach Loch Makam L'Kvisimenu, if three people buy it in three different days, one after the other, you tell me that the first two can say that you should go to collect even from Ziburius from the third. Hainami, if one person is buying the three fields also b'zeh zeh in 3 days, so and yet you're telling me there the din is that they each person gets what he's entitled to. It is Beinus and Ziburius. But hainami akol chad v'chad, on each field, lay malay, let the one buyer say, hinach loch makam l'kvisimenu. If the nezakin come to collect, he can say, I left you the Ziburius. If the Balchayv comes to collect, he can say, I left you the Ziburius. Why is the din, if it's b'zeh or zeh, 3 days that the one person bought it, why is he different than three people buying in 3 days, where the first two buyers can say, go to the third buyer, he's the Ben Chayrin compared to us. We have a lien on this. We bought it first. The Gemara answers, you know why he becomes instead of the owner, and he has to pay exactly what the owner paid. He bought three fields in 3 days, but you know which one he bought last? He bought the Idias last. V'cheinam Rav Sheish is going shalach yidus b'achroina. And now he says, for me, it's better if they don't go to the last field. Why? Because if they're going to go to the last field, all of them are going to collect from the idis. I'd rather leave it with the din that they collect what they're entitled to. The balchoy from Beninus, the ksubas isha from Zaburis, and only the nezakim will get from idis. So the Gemara says, if it's in fact speaking about where they bought the, where he bought the idis last, ihachi leisukulu veligmim idis. Why is the din in fact that they each get what they're supposed to get, if the din is that if we always say on the last item that that is considered ben chayrin, unmortgaged item compared to the mishubadim, the mortgaged items that have a lien on them, if the last one is always the one you have to go to collect, who gives him the right to decide, I want everybody to get what they're supposed to get, idis, banis, zaburius. If you bought this last, and it happens to be idis, then we always go to the rule, last in, first out. So just like that din is by three people, the same din should be by three fields bought in 3 days by one person. If the last thing that he bought was idias, everybody should be able to collect from idias. The Gemara answers, Mishum Damalu, he has leverage over them. He can say to them, Ish Shaskisu, if you're quiet, Vishakilta Kedinaihu, and you take what you're entitled to, idias, bainis, and zaburius, each one at the appropriate place that he can collect from Shekiltu. Good, take it. Very good. The Eloi, but if you're going to try to make a grab on my Idis because it was bought last, I have a strategy. I'll make a move against you. Mahadar Nishtara de Ziburis Lamare. You know what I'll do? I'll give back the star of Ziburis to the owner. Then, by playing the, according to the rule, the din is, whenever there's a ben chayrin left, you cannot collect from a shubadim. I'll give back the zeburis field to the owner. It doesn't, the Mefarshim explain, it doesn't just mean I'll hand back the shtar, but I'll make a legal kinyan. And the Mefarshim, the Rishonim also explained that the seller, in order to keep the customer happy, he's been selling fields to him, he wants to keep him as a happy customer, so if the buyer says to him, listen, I have a problem, everybody wants to get my idis. I have a problem with that, and I would like you to take back the zeburius so they should go and be able to collect from the zeburius. So he'll try to make him happy. You'll all have to collect from zeburius. So therefore, be happy and just keep it with what the actual din is, that the ksubas isha gets zeburius, but the bachoyv gets bainis, and the nezakin gets from idias. So since he can make such a move, which the buyer will work with, the seller will work with the buyer because he wants to keep him happy, so he'll take back the zeburius, and then everybody will have to collect from the zeburius. So that's why he has this leverage over them. But he has this leverage over them, and they're not able to collect all from the idiots. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, as we turn to Daf Chesam and Beis, Benizokin Nami Neimahochi, as Rashi explains, why is the din that the Nizokin can take from the idiots in this case? Why doesn't he have leverage over the Nizokin, and he should tell them that you should only, I'm only offering you a bane in this, because if you're not going to take my deal of the bane in this, I'm going to force you to take Ziburis. I'll give back this property to Ziburis. So why doesn't he have leverage over the Zakan? And Rashi speaks out that the Gemara doesn't ask this question by a Balchov. Balchov, you're getting bane in this. You know what? You better take Ziburis, because if not, I'll return it. Because that's not accomplishing anything. The Malva will say, okay, I'll take your dare. Matzi Amalei, says Rashi, Likisha Tachzir, go do it. If you do it, so I'll be stuck and I'll have to take Ziburis. That's no leverage to tell me, I better take Ziburis or else I'll give it back and you'll have to collect Ziburis. If that's what you want to do, do it. But you're not forcing me to take something that I'm not going to get anyway. And the same thing, the Nizokin, the Gemara doesn't ask, let the Nizokin take Ziburis. If they don't take Ziburis, I'll give it back to take Ziburis. Again, he'll tell them, Likishatachser. Go do it. If I'm going to get that anyway, so go do it. Here, though, I have leverage. The way the Gemara asked the Shaila, the Rashi and Tosir explained, we're speaking about leverage, meaning you, Nizokin, want to take Idias. I'm offering you Bainanus. If you don't take Bainanus, I'll give back the Ziburis land and it'll become B'nai Chayrin to the original seller and you'll be stuck to, you'll have to get it from him. That's leverage. So why, in fact, don't we say that? Ellie, you have to say that it's impossible to do that. Because we're speaking about a case here, Hakamai Skin and Biyasmi. It's speaking about that the original owner died, and he left over orphans. The Lav B'nei Paroya Ninu, that there is no way to get them to pay. Because the Metaltlin Biyasmi, Rashi brings down, the metaltim of Yisraim are not Meshubato Balchoiv. I will give them back karka. So Rashi says it's like Yisraim Shekanu karka, Lacher Mises Aviyem, and they're also not Meshubat. So therefore, because these were bought after the father passed away, so therefore, the Gemara continues, the Shibuda delay, the Shibud of the father does not go on the Yisoymim, but Ole Didei Ramye, it goes on the Lekeach, and therefore he doesn't have this leverage. If so, says the Gemara, Hilkach Lekel Meimarachi. So to answer our original Kasha, what was our original Kasha? Why doesn't the Balchoiv and the Nizokin go, and even the Ksubas Isher, go to him who bought the Idias last, let them all go. And he has no leverage over them because we're speaking about Yisoymim, as the Gemara just said. So in fact, how do we answer this question? What gives him the power to say that I want you to collect from Idias and I want you to Balchoiv to collect from Bainanus and you to collect from Ziburius? He doesn't have any leverage. They should all be able to collect from Idias if that's the last thing that he bought. Ella Mishum da Amar Lahu, because he can say the following. Time of my Amar Rabbanu. Why did the Rabbanu say Ein Nefrod Minachas Mishubadu Bavang Sheish Bnei Chayrim Mishum Takanta Didi? They only did it for my benefit. That whenever there's been Chayrim, for example, if there's Ziburius left, they shouldn't come to me to collect my Idis and Benis. They should go to the Ziburius. Ano Bahot Takanta LeNichle. Here, where it's going to be Idis, I don't want their whole Takana. And wherever their dakana of the chacham can work to my detriment, there I'm allowed to do it. How do I know? Kidu Rava, as Rava said, Amar Rava, Kolo Aimeri Efshi with dakanas chacham can go in zu shamali. Shaimanloi, whoever says I don't want the dakana of the chacham because this dakana in fact here backfires on me, it's to my detriment, we listen to him. My Kigoinzu, what is the example that he's referring to? Kigoinzu, Kidarafuna, Damrafuna, Yechalisha Toimer Labala. A woman can say to her husband, Ainy Mizinus, I don't want to get Mizinus from you, Vaini Eisen, I'm not going to give you a Mysia dime. The Gemorang Subas tells us, quid pro quo, that the husband gets the Mysia dime, that which a woman earns and creates, she makes things that bring an income, that goes to the husband. And because of he's getting the Maisa Daim, he has to give her food. The Chachamim did it for the benefit of the woman. They were afraid that her Maisa Daim will not be equivalent to the food. She won't eat enough. She won't have enough money to eat. So therefore, they said a husband has to support his wife with Mazinus. But on the other hand, quid pro quo, she has to give him her Maisa Daim. What happens if her Maisa Daim are way more than what the husband gives her for Mizinus? She has the right to say, this is not working for my benefit. It's my detriment. I don't want the Takanas of Chachamim. I'd rather let him keep his Mizinus and I'll keep my Maisa Daim. So too over here, the reason that the person who's buying three fields in 3 days and he buys the idiot's field last has the power to force the Ksuba to take Ziburis and the Balchoiv to take Bainanus, and not that they should all take Idis as the Nizokin take, The way he has that power is because he can say here, I don't want this takana of the chacham. The takana is usually for my betterment. If Zeburis is the last b'nei chayrin, but here where the idis is the last b'nei chayrin, everybody's going to collect from idis. It's not to my betterment, and therefore it's to my detriment. I don't want it. He has the right, the ability to do that, and they can only get what they're originally entitled to, respectively, each one, Baininess, Siburius, and Idius. Continues the Gemara, Pshita. This is simple. Mocher lokeach Baininess and Siburius, Vishar Idius Lefanov. If the first lokeach sold Baininess and Siburius, the case that we've been speaking about where he bought the Idius last, and then he sold to a lokeach Shani, a second lokeach, bought his Baininess and Siburius, and he left the Idius by to himself. Lay Sekulu Veligvim Idius. Here they can all come, the Ksuba, the Balchov, can collect from Idius. Why? Doachronahi. It is the last one, and the Shibud, first, last in, first out. In other words, if the Shibud was originally on the Idius, because that was the B'nai Chayrin, and he can't say this is a takana I don't want, as the Gemara continues. Baininess and Siburius lasnau gabe. He doesn't have any more the Baininess and Siburius by him. The motzi lemeimerlu, that he had the Baininess and Siburius by him, then he could have said, govu me Baininess and Siburius, go collect from Baininess and Siburius, delay nichli b'takanta rabbana, because I don't want the takana here. But you don't have the Baininess and Siburius to say that you only have idias. If you only have idias, then of course it's pshita that the ksuba and the bachayv can collect from idias. What about in this case though? Avol mocher idias v'shir banis v'ziburis. My, what's the din? He bought the idias last, and he sold the idias first, and all he has left is the banis v'ziburis. What's the din then? We have a machloikas abai and rava. Savra abai lameim. Rabbi thought osakulu gavim idias, that everyone can come and collect from idias. The Lekeach Rishon can say that now I do want the Takan of the Chacham. The Takan of the Chacham was that any Ben Chayrin has, that the Shibud is on the Ben Chayrin. So what's the Ben Chayrin over here? What was bought last? What was last in? The Idis. That is now sold to the Meicher Sheni, the Lekeach Sheni. The Halacha is that a Shibud goes from a Lekeach Rishon to a Lekeach Sheni. If there's a lien on the first property by the Lekeach Rishon, that same lien travels with the field to Lekeach Sheni. He should have made a title search. He made a mistake, and he didn't realize that there was a lien on this Idis. But now that was the Ben Chayrin, says Abaya, it goes to the Lekeach Sheni, and everybody goes to him. And he doesn't have any Baininess and Siburius to say, I don't want this Takana. He only has Idis. But the Lekeach Rishon can say, I want to keep the Takana. Amalei Rava disagrees, and he says, Ma, Mocher Rishon L'Sheni. Not, what did the first Lekech sell to the second Lekech? He didn't just sell him a field, but he sold him all the schusim that he had in that field. Kol schusha tovel yadik. Every meritorious thing, every valuable thing that comes along with that field. The Kiv and the Ilu also gabi Lekech Rishon. If they would have come, the Ksuba and the Balchoyev to the first Lekech, Matzi Agvalu Mebenis Ziburius, he could have told them to collect from Benis Ziburius. Va'avapi the Chizavni Beninis Ziburius Akati Inis Bnei Chayrin Havoy. And even though when he bought the Benis and Ziburius, when they were sold, the Idius were still Bnei Chayrin. And we have a rule, Vein the Form of the Chasm Shabbatim, calls Mandeke Bnei Chayrin, that you don't take from a field that has a lien on it, as long as you have Bnei Chayrin that wasn't sold yet, that has no mortgage on it, no lien on it. And yet, even though we have that halacha, Matzi Armalei, the Lekeach, who bought the Idius last, could say, like Nichali by Takana, as we learned before, that he could say, I here where it's to my detriment, I don't want this Takana. So if the Lekeach Rishon has this chus, that had he had the Idius and the Baininess and Siburius all together, he could say, I don't want this Takana of the Chachamim. So now that he sold the Idius to the Lekeach Sheni Nami, Matzi Amarle, he could say, Gvi, go Balchoyv collect Baininess, and go Subasishan collect Ziburius from the Lekeach Rishon. The Chizov and Lekeach Sheni, when the Lekeach Sheni bought the Idius, Adaita the Chol Schus of the Havel of the Rishon, Begavo Azov, and he bought every Schus that the first one has in this field. If the first one had the Schus of saying, I don't want the Takon of the Chachamim, I don't want it to go to the B'nai Chayrin of Idiot. So the second one has inherited, has bought that schus from the first one. And therefore, according to Ravi, disagrees with Abai. He says that the second lekech can push the Baal Chayv and the Ksubas Isha back to the first lekech, and they do not come and collect from his field, even though it was the original Ben Chayrin. Amar Rava, another case. Reuven Shemachar calls the lease of Shimon. If Reuven sold all his fields to Shimon, and Rashi Ksubasav Tzadik Beis Amar Alv says that he bought them, they were sold in one time. And definitely if they were sold in one time, Shimon becomes like the owner. And if there was liens on it for Ksubasisham, Bachoiv, and Nizakin, they collect respectively from Zeburius, Bainus, and Idis. V'holach Shimon, Umachar Sada Achas Lelevi, and Shimon went and sold one of these three fields. Which one? Rashi says the Bainin is to the Levi. Ubo Balchoiv de Reuven, and now the Balchoiv of Reuven comes to collect his chov. Who does he go to collect the chov from? The din is Ratzami Zagoiva, Ratzami Zagoiva. He can collect it either from Shimon or from Levi. And he can collect it from Levi because Levi has the Beninus, which the lien is on. That's the main place where he can collect from, the Baal Chayv. But he can also go and collect from the Zeburis of Shimon. Now, this will fit in very well, according to Rashi, that we had on Daf Vav Amid Beis, where Rashi says that a Baal Chayv, if he can collect from Beinonis, he certainly can collect from Zeburis. Nezakin, you can collect from Idias, you can certainly collect from Beinonis and Zeburis. So then it makes sense. He has two options here. He can either get his normal Beinonis from Levi, or he can get his Zeburis from Shimon. Now, we'll have to say, according to the Rush, who disagrees, the Rush holds that normally he's only allowed a Baal Chayv to collect from Beinonis. But the Rush says that here, where Shimon sold the Beinonis to Levi, which makes it harder for the Baal Chayv to collect, it's easier for the Baal Chayv to collect from the first person, Shimon, who became a substitute for the original Meicher, so it's much easier than going to a third party, to Levi. So there the Rush holds that we allow the Baal Chayv to collect even Zeburius from Shimon, because he has this taina, you made it more difficult for me to collect my Beinonis. The loyamor, and when do we say this halacha ela de zovin Beinonis? That's only if he bought Beinonis. Aval zovin idis Zeburius loy. But if he bought Idias and Zeburius, if Levi bought from Shimon Idias or Zeburius, then they cannot go and collect from Levi. The Omar lay, because Levi could say to the Baal Chayv, Lahachi daikiv zavni idis Zeburius. I was very careful. I was precise to buy only idis and Zeburius. Why? Because it's ara delechazilah. Because this that ground doesn't belong to you. That's not what your shibud is on. So this fits in very well according to Nachlas David says. It fits in here very well according to the Rush. Because the Rush says that a Baal Chayv is supposed to collect only from Beinus. He's not supposed to collect from Zeburis. But according to Rashi, who says that a Baal Chayv can certainly collect from Zeburius if he can collect from a Beinonis, what does the Gemara mean over here? Arad lechazilach. So according to Rashi, the Nachlas David explains that since normally the Baal Chayv is not going to collect from Zeburius, because as we've learned many times, a person would rather have a superior item, even less of it, than an inferior item more, even though he gets more. So normally he's going to collect from the Beinonis. So therefore, here, Levi can use this as a taina and say, even according to Rashi, that a Baal Chayv has a right to collect from Zeburius, but the Levi can say, that's why I was precise to only take Zeburis and Idias, because I wanted to leave you the place where you normally collect from. And we would listen to that Taina of Levi and force the Baal Choyf to collect the Beinonis from Shimon. Vafilu Zavin Beinonis Nami Loy Amoran, and even if he bought Beinonis. We don't say that you have a right to collect it either from Shimon or from Levi who bought the Beinonis, Elud Loy Shire Beinonis, the Kavasai. He didn't leave any Beinonis by Shimon. The Loy Matzi, Armalei, he can't say, Nechli Loch Mokim Lagabi Shimon, that I left you a place by Shimon to go collect. What are you coming to me for? Go to where your first Shimon was to Shimon. I left for you there. Avil Shire Beinonis, the Kavasai, Gabi Shimon, but if he left property Beinonis by Shimon, Loigavi Minei, then we listen to Levi, and we don't know a lot about Chayv to collect from Levi. The Matzi Amalei, he can say to the Baal Chayv, he nachti lach makam l'gvetsi menu. That's why I didn't take all the Beinonis, because I knew that, I did my homework, I knew, I made a title search, I knew that there was a lien on this for your loan, and that's why I left something over. Don't come to me, go to where your original shibud was on, which I left, and then the halacha would be that he would have to collect from Shimon, and he would not be able to collect from Levi.